Anyone who drives regularly through Fox City's communities knows the feeling of being stopped in traffic because of an open drawbridge. The bridge is open to let large boats pass through. It might be a headache for drivers, but the boaters pump a lot of money into area economies. Since the 1960s, the Coast Guard has regulated openings. During the 23-week navigation season, they're able to open 7 days a week. But that could change if the Coast Guard pulls out. There are 9 affected bridges, 2 in Menasha. Joe Laux is the city's mayor. He says places like Menasha have been trying to revitalize their riverfronts, especially attracting high-end housing.
In order to encourage development along the waterways, and housing development in particular, is you need to have access to the waterway and have it to be an access to the waterway that doesn't have significant impediments to navigation.
If the Coast Guard does stop regulating the bridges, the State Department of Transportation says it could step in, but the season would have to be shortened. Laux doesn't see that as a long-term solution.
It's great what they're doing right now, and I applaud their efforts, but long-term, we need the Coast Guard to stay on here, because when we're putting in millions of dollars of reinvestment and you got developers putting in millions of dollars, you can't afford to let it go on a whim of a budgetary priority.
Thursday, Governor Jim Doyle wrote a letter to the Coast Guard asking that the current regulations be left in place. Wisconsin's 2 U.S. senators have written similar letters to the Coast Guard, which is expected to decide on the matter later this month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.